USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Trump campaign's calling Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis a radical following the unsealing of a 97-page election interference indictment there in the state of Georgia. Trump faces charges of racketeering and conspiracy. There are 18 co-conspirators named in the indictment. One of them is former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. An attorney for Giuliani says he is not afraid to fight.
He knows what he's done is all by the book.
At the same time, former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is looking to move his case out of Georgia to federal court, reportedly so he can ask a judge to dismiss the case. The clerk for the Fulton County court system, meantime, is admitting to accidentally posting a sample document related to the indictment on its website hours before the actual paperwork was unsealed. The clerk's office said Tuesday it was a mistake that happened during a systems check. North Korea is confirming publicly for the first time that American soldier Travis King crossed into that country. State-run media in North Korea claimed that King expressed a willingness to seek refuge in North Korea or a third country. U.S. officials say the alleged comments could not be verified. President Biden's highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
While touring a manufacturing plant that specializes in electric power conversion, the president addressed his administration's accomplishment of bringing in $500 billion in domestic manufacturing investments.
Spending on construction of manufacturing plants that need to be built nearly doubles in the last 2 years.
As part of his ongoing tour aimed at highlighting the Inflation Reduction Act, President Biden's visit comes against the backdrop of polling data that reveals public skepticism regarding his economic management. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California is spearheading an effort to introduce a U.S. constitutional amendment on gun safety.
State Senator Ayesha Wahab, who co-authored the legislation, says the Right to Safety resolution reaffirms the state's commitment to tackle gun violence.
This resolution calls for a limited constitutional convention on creating common sense gun regulations. 38 states must ratify the amendment.
It begins the process of updating the U.S. Constitution to enshrine 4 gun safety principles, raising the federal minimum age to purchase a gun from 18 to 21, mandating universal background checks, setting a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and banning assault rifles for civilians, all while leaving the Second Amendment intact. Nika Magahis.
Water restrictions on the Colorado River will be eased up next year. Federal officials announced that Lake Mead will operate in a Tier 1 water shortage in 2024, which will affect water cuts in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. That's an improvement over this year's Tier 2 shortage after above-average snow levels last winter helped take pressure off. A group of adult entertainment websites is suing Texas over a new law that will require users to verify their age. The legal action is led by the Free Speech Coalition, who says the Texas government is picking winners and losers when it comes to what should be a constitutional right to free speech. Backers of the bill say this is merely an extension of the current law, which requires people to show an ID when they buy adult material at a store. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.